the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is... My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins tonight. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Formal or emergency traffic will continue on. Does anyone have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. This normally means we don't have any announcements or traffic for the moment, so we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Check-ins here. We've got the pre-net functionality available normally on the Brars.cc website, but currently that's not working. So there is a separate URL that went out to the Brars.cc membership. If you need that URL, definitely let me know. It's rather long, but for those folks that were able to utilize that function, we'll go ahead and acknowledge those folks here real quick and get moving with our additional check-ins. Up first, I'd like to welcome Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, K4 XMR. And Mel's over in Prosperity, so always good to get him. Up next, we've got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2 AMD. And Andrew's over in Simpsonville, right next door. Up next, we've got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4 ZEW. Ben's also showing up over in Simpsonville, so glad to get those folks in there. Up next, we got our friend Bill. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W. And Bill's over in Anderson, so good to get him logged in here. Up next, we got a friend Don Linda. Don, Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG4 PFI. And Don's sweetheart, Miss Linda, of course, Kilo Golf 4 Oscar Lima. My screen tonight, Don, let me try that again. Well, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to... KG4QLQ. Goodness, those look like O's on my screen tonight. I know that's not right. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. So, Don, appreciate you bringing there. I'm going to have to change the font on my screen or something. Trying out a new pair of glasses tonight, and they do not seem to be doing me any favors. But anyway, up next we've got Scott. That's Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And Scott's down in Greenville. And last but not least on our pre-net check-ins, we got Landon. That's Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Pre-net check-ins, which just allows folks to use a web interface to check in and to keep in touch with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. A lot of reasons folks may not be available for the 9 o'clock check-ins. And that just keeps those folks in touch with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Always like to get those check-ins done. All right, before we begin our other check-ins, we'll pause for a moment for new hams. New hams to the area, new licensed hams. Folks that may not be familiar with how we do the net operations here, checking into a net. If you'll just key up the mic, give your call sign, and we'll walk you through check-ins. New hams only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Control. Please check in. Kilo, Quebec, 4. Victor, X-ray, Zulu. That's KC4, DHC. This is Matthew. I'm over in Oconee County at Lake Hartwell. No messages, and I'll be listening.
You checked in here. Let me go ahead and read back your call sign. That's Kilo, Quebec, 4. Victor, X-ray, Zulu. KQ4VXZ. Can't even read my screen tonight, but Matthew, and you're sounding good. A little bit of noise into the repeater. Sounds like you might be on an HT or running maybe 5 watts or so, but not a problem copying. You're strong into the repeater, but just a little bit of noise on your signal tonight. Over.
Appreciate that. The last time I tried to check in, I went up the hill here. I live down in a valley, but I actually figured it out that I can use the handheld here at the house, and I'm crossbanding into the truck. And when y'all were coming through, y'all were about on an S9. So I'm glad to hear I'm good right here at the house. Thank you. Over.
Got you marked in here. Appreciate that you coming by and spending some time with us on a Saturday night. You're good into the repeater and definitely got you checked in here. All right, sounds like we might have all our new hams. Our pre-net check-ins are done, so we'll check the Echolink node here, see if we have anybody signed into Echolink. So we'll pause for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Have some issue going on with the Echolinks. I'm hearing me, or seeing me, and checking in and can hear my audio, but Greg, I think you just checked in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, KO4WTQ, but I didn't get any audio on my radio, so I'm not sure if we're having an issue with Echolink at the moment, but Greg, I do have you checked in here. If that's incorrect, maybe you can send me a text message through Echolink, over.
Oh, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I didn't get audio for Greg, but Jim, you sound good coming into the Echolink node, so... we may have to do some work on Greg. May have to get him to come by and recheck. But Jim, I heard audio from you coming in, so sounded good. Got you checked in here. Jim's call sign: Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee, KO4YHY. So Jim, appreciate you coming by and checking. Text message from Greg saying I've got his call sign right. And let me go ahead and just repeat his really quick. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. KO4WTQ. So, Greg, if you stick around for a little while and we have a pause, we may try and see if we can figure out what's going on with the Echolink audio. I saw it come through. I see the bar moving on my computer as I'm logged in, but I didn't have any audio coming through the repeater. So maybe it's just a fluke on my end, but we'll go ahead and move along and got you checked in here. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to our RF check-ins tonight. And tonight being Saturday night, we will begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
4HR. Evening, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont via telephone relay. Please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Good to hear you on the radio. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4, DJW, Dave, and Greer, negative and negative.
HR, Miss Angela in the net, please check in, JI4DOS, Gary, also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic notes you tonight, thanks for calling the net, Mike, doing a good job, appreciate you being there, y'all have a wonderful weekend, what's left of it.
Our check-ins there for our initial RF check-in group for the Alpha through Delta group tonight on Saturday night. First, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family at Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey is Rick's call sign, KK4DMW. And Rick, always good to hear you. Sounding really good into the repeater tonight. Rick also brings along his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. And Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing the family along as well. Up next, we got W4DJW. That's Dave. And, Dave, good to hear you. Again, I was talking to Gary this morning. This has just been a crazy couple of weeks or kind of like the, what's the word I'm looking, perfect storm of having stuff every weekend I was supposed to be on the radio. So Gary's picked up some nets for me, and we moved some stuff around. And he talked to me today and asked if I could pick up tonight, so not a problem. But Dave, good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by. You sounded good on the radio, sir. Dave's call sign, Whiskey 4 Delta. Goodness, can't even talk tonight. Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. And Dave, sounding good. Appreciate that you coming by and spending some time with us on Saturday night. Up next, a voice everybody on the repeater probably knows as well. That's Gary Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra KI4DOS. And Gary brings along with his sweetheart, Miss Joy. That's K3JOY, Kilo 3, Juliet, Oscar, Yankee. And Gary, good to see you do that face-to-face QSO this morning. Red Cross was this morning. Had us in there working around them this morning, but they're doing good work. So, again, we were okay to work around them this morning to try and get some testing done. But, Gary, good to see you. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. All right, let's do one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group before we move on. A through D, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango. Michael and Central, going to be negative and negative.
Might be rounding out the Alpha through Delta group for us tonight, but that's not a problem. Got plenty of alphabet to go, but from Central into the repeater tonight, that's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango K4AFT. And Michael, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us on a Saturday night as well. All right, let's go ahead and move down the alphabet just a little bit further. We'll go to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
All of that. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose and I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Mike. Thanks for calling that, sir.
Please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November KC4 EZN Harry in Keller, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Mike. It's good to hear you.
Hotel Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey in Brevard, name is Ed. I have no traffic. I have a couple of comments because of the experience recently. Over.
Check-ins there as we're in the Echo through Hotel group. First, like to welcome Patrick. He's our Sunday night net controller. And Patrick, kudos to you. I know there was a lot of folks on the radio, but we were talking about you this morning, and hopefully your ears were burning in a good way. Heard you many times during the stuff coordinating and relaying information. I know I only talked to you once early on when the hurricane came through, but I didn't have much to say, so I tried to stay off the frequency as much as I could. But every time I would walk past the radio, I would hear your voice. So definitely good to hear a friendly voice out there for sure. So, Patrick, appreciate everything you did, again, for us and for the net controls and for the folks up there. But, Patrick, Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Good to hear you. And, of course, Patrick runs our Sunday night and fill in on several other days for net control duties. And always good to hear you, Patrick. Appreciate that you coming by and hanging out with us on Saturday night. Up next, we've got our friend Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN. And Harry, always good to hear you. Hope you're doing okay up there in Candler. And definitely appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Gene over in Taylor's. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, W4FHJ. And Gene, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming in. And as always, booming into the repeater tonight. Up next, we've got November 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, N4EDW, and that's Ed up in Brevard. And Ed, got you marked down for a couple comments here, so we'll try and get through the formal portion of the net, and then we'll come back and check on your comments here in just a minute. But appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, Ed. Always good to hear you, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's get one more call here for the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Hello, Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Richard. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4, PLT. And Richard sounded good from Pendergrass, Georgia tonight. Just a little hop over the state line up to the repeater there up on the mountain, but sounded good. And I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, sounds like we might have everybody for the moment in the Echo Through Hotel group, so we'll move to the India Through Lima group. I through L, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and your family all doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. We made it through the storm okay, without power for about 14 days, or 14 days, 2 weeks. Still don't have any internet, still waiting on them for that. But anyway, we're still hanging in there. Mike, thank you. Good evening to you and good evening to your family and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Video on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN, this is Ken in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Branch R. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, this is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4HR. Mike, safe signal. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
4HR. Now, you probably know, but you better be careful how long you talk. You didn't go in net mode. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table, but you better remember the 3 minutes.
Our check-in's there. Up first, we got our kind of headstone of the India through Lima group. That'd be James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And James, appreciate you coming by. I can almost, again, start talking, typing your call sign in once I call for that group. And then once I get James in, I usually start typing in Sid's call, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And good to hear you, Sid. Hate that y'all are still having the internet issues, but again, glad to hear you came through okay up there. Again, we fared really lucky down here, you know, about an hour north up there in Asheville and that whole area. I know the didn't fare quite as well, obviously. So, again, Sid, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. Hope you and yours are doing well. Up next, we got Ken. That's Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. And, Ken, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and sounding good into the repeater. Up next, we got your friend Larry. That's Kilo Kilo 4, Julia Bravo, Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry, always good to hear your voice. Been missing it a little bit. I haven't been home quite as much over probably the last 2 months as I need to be. And I've been missing some familiar voices and some familiar call signs. So good to come in here and call the net tonight and get all these folks checked in here. But Larry, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. And Larry also brings Miss Donna, his sweetheart. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4MFK. And Larry, again, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us and getting signed in here. Up next, we got another one of our net controllers, Monday Night Net Controller Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. And Duncan, hope you and yours are doing okay up there in the Asheville area. Again, hadn't really followed any of the stuff that's going on because we've been out of town except for what's on the TV. So hopefully you guys are doing okay. And I appreciate you taking the time to come by on Saturday night and check in with us. Makes it a little more special. But Duncan, hope you're doing well and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And last but not least, we got in that group Andy. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. And Andy, yeah, I've got the timeout timer on my radio set for 3 minutes as well, so it should start beeping at me as well, so hopefully I won't time out the repeater. But I appreciate you letting me know about the net mode. A little winded there, had to let that drop for a second. And Andy, like I say, I'll try and keep it short and make sure I try not to talk too long, as I normally get a little long-winded. But Andy's call sign, in case I didn't relay it, Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. And Andy, you always sounded good from the shadows of the repeater up there, but appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you, my friend. All right, let's go one more call for the India through Lima group, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody, and we're about halfway through the alphabet. So I'm going to pause one more time here for our Echolink stations, see if we can get some audio out of them. Echolink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, good evening, Mike. Have not heard you on the air. Mike, I haven't heard you on the air for the longest time, nor got to check in with you frequently as long. Mike, it is great to get to hear you. It is great to hear you tonight and get to check in with you again. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen of Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative.
AK4HR, this is Greg, KO4WTQ, for a radio check.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And Greg, I heard you really well that time, so I'm not sure. I guess there was just kind of something weird going on that first transmission. You sounded really good coming in there. So I guess whatever was going on has been fixed at this point. So appreciate you rechecking with me, and you were coming in really strong there over the Echolink node. But I'd also like to welcome Stephen. That's Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA. Yeah, and Stephen, I've been out of town. On the weekends I was supposed to call, and on the weekends I wasn't supposed to call, and then the hurricane, the storm didn't help, and it's just been, like I say, just kind of a scheduling weirdness over the last couple of weeks. But I hopefully will be back now and can get back in some semblance of a normal schedule. But Stephen, it's good to be missed. Like I say, appreciate those folks that come by and check in with us on Saturday night for sure. Hope you and Miss Jennifer are doing well, Stephen, and appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes and checking in with us on Saturday night. All right, it looks like we have all of our Link stations acknowledged now, so we'll go ahead and move on down to our Mike through Papa group, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Out Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot, that's KM4NAF, the name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
Well, might be our only Mike through Papa check-in for the moment. That's not a problem. We'll keep rolling through the alphabet as we get them. But, Brock, sounding good from Gaffney. That's Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot, KM4NAF. And, Brock, this looks like the first time you've checked in with me. And, again, I'm sure you know we run this net every night, 9 p.m., 365 days a year. So definitely feel free to come back and check in with us. And, stick around for Rag Chew, make some comments, but definitely come back and visit as often as you can. Sounded good. Again, that's a little bit of a hop from Gaffney. Not quite as far for me over in Simpsonville, but Gaffney's a little hop up there to the repeater, but sounded really good. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call, Mike through Papa, before we move on down the alphabet. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Mike through Mike through Papa group, so we'll head to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, night, thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
AK4HR. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
HR. Please check in and out, Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenboro. Good evening, Dale.
HR. Check in, Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec, Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick. I make my home in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening.
AK4HR. In, Kilo, Charlie 4, Sierra, Kilo, Delta, KC4SKD. Larry, also Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra KG4AHS. My wife Rhonda, or Easley, please check us in and out tonight. And also, I do have a couple by telephone relay. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie, N9TEC Randall, he's in Asheville, North Carolina, and Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot, KF4GGF. That's my youngest brother, Charlie, and he is in Goose Creek, South Carolina. So, hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
4HR. Please check in, Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4, I am Fred, also my wife, Mary. November 4, Mike, Romeo, Yankee, N4MRY. We're on at our mountain home in Roslyn, North Carolina on Nancy Mountain tonight. Mike, good evening to you. All on the net, no traffic, no table.
4HR, we'll take a pause there, and that's an excellent group as we get down here to the bottom half of the hour. For our Quebec through Tango group, definitely doesn't disappoint tonight. Leading off, up first, we've got Tom, that's N0TR, and Tom, always good to hear you. I hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. And just like before, I think, you know, once I get to the Quebec through Tango group, I go ahead and start typing in your call sign and Chris's call sign, because I know they're going to be pretty close together. But, Tom, appreciate you coming by and telling Miss Bernice we said hello. Of course, up next, we've got Chris, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. And Chris, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Always good to hear you. Up next, we've got our friend Dale. That's Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Whiskey. And Dale's up in Ellenboro, North Carolina. So, Dale, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Looks like it may be the first time you've checked in with me. But, again, just as a reminder, we run the net every night, 365 days a year. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And come back and check in as often as you can. Up next, we've got Nick. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. And Nick, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And good to get you in here as well. Up next, we've got a friend, Larry. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KT4SKD. And Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, that's Miss Rhonda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHS. And also via telephone relay, Larry brings along Randall. That's N9 Tango Echo Charlie, November 9 Tango Echo Charlie. And Randall, I think you told me, was up in Asheville. And then Charlie, that's Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Golf Foxtrot, KF4GGF. And Charlie's down in Goose Creek, South Carolina, picking the hot spots. So anyway, Larry, appreciate you coming by and bringing the rest of the family along as well. And last but not least in that group, we've got Fred. That's Kilo 4 Romeo Mike, K4RM. And Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Mary. That's November 4 Mike Romeo Yankee, N4MRY, and they're at the house up on Nancy Mountain. So, again, Fred, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Hopefully you guys are safe and warm, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. That was a really good group for the Quebec Through Tango, so we'll give one more call here. Quebec Through Tango, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR or Net Control. Rare occasion when I've got the whole group on one check-in call, but it sounds like everybody for the Quebec Through Tango group is there, so we'll move to the ever-patient group for Saturday night. That's the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
4HR, check in Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's negative and negative. Good evening, Mike, it's all on the net.
HR, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. 2-meter net tonight, like to welcome Leroy, that's Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. And Leroy, good to see you this morning. Again, I don't think I've seen that Red Cross building that busy in quite a long time. So definitely know they're out there and doing some good. But we were able to work that test session in. And again, good problem to have when we have, well, not a good problem, but had more VEs than testers. And that always makes light work. So again, appreciate everything you do, Leroy, for the good of the club and testing and the ham community at large. And good to have you here with us on Saturday night. Good to see you this morning, my friend. We'll see you probably next month, if not sooner. Leroy, stay safe, and we'll talk again soon. All right, we'll give one more call here. Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. I'm everybody for the moment in the Uniform Through Zulu group, so we'll give a couple of calls before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha Through Zulu, open it up to the big group. A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
4HR. Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo, India. KJ4, BKI, Jack, and Rocky. You have a great one. I'll be in and out.
Long pause there. Was hoping somebody might come in there on your coattails and was didn't want to talk over top of them. But again, making that long trip up to the repeater from Rock Hill. But again, always sounding good. just to confirm probably what you already know. But anyway, Jack, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us. Jack's call sign, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4 BKI. And Jack's over in Rock Hill. So, Jack, appreciate you pushing the power up to the mountain tonight. Sounding good as always, my friend. Hope you're doing well. Stay safe, stay warm, and come back and check in with us as often as you can. Good to hear you, my friend. All right, let's give one more call here before we secure the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
HR. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, SKQ4 TBD. That's Miss Angela. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Tommy, I wasn't going to close out the formal portion until I left enough opportunity for you to check back in there. But, Tommy, always good to hear you from Southern Greenville County. Of course, Tommy's call sign, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. And Tommy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Angela. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta, KQ4 to be determined. So, Tommy, always good to get you in here. Appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Angela along. Again, I hope you guys are safe and warm, and appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. All right, let's give one final call here before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Normally that long pause means we have all the stations that wanted to check in for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with thanks for all the stations that have checked in thus far. Any stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGTU portion of the net. Hopefully you'll stick around to find out how things are going with folks. But we'll begin the RAGTU portion with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGTUs. And looking at my log, I only have one station currently signed in to make a few comments. And let's see if I can find That was Ed. That's our November 4 EDW, N4 EDW. I'm going to go ahead and dust off the stump, turn on the heater, put a little log on the fire, and I'll pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
Echo Delta Whiskey, I've got about three things that might apply to different people. The first is in Brevard, and I'm not sure how many people listening are close to Brevard, but the Calvary Baptist Church has free public showers and laundry trailers available. So you don't have access to good water or hot water. They've got it set up so you can both get a shower and get your clothing washed. Secondly, from experience here, I've got a generator, and I'm using Hughes satellite for Wi-Fi. The phone systems here, both the towers, I think there were 85 towers out of 87 in Transylvania County that went down, and the landline went. I have landline as a backup to the towers, and of course, the backup failed. But some of the people who had landline were able to use it, but not use it for a while because they had no power. Most of the phones nowadays are these little mobile phones, and they have to have power both to charge the phone and have to have power to operate. The old-fashioned phone, which has a handset attached to a base, you just plug in, and under most circumstances, the phone company will be providing power, so you do have phone access. Question for the net. A year or so ago at the Henderson Club, we had a speaker about the forest fires out west where people were depending on the cell phones because there were no landlines, and they lost all their towers, so lost all communication. Some of the groups had set up nets with amateurs using these little handy talkies that just have batteries in them, and they had small nets going to an amateur who could then get out to the world. And I'm wondering if anybody has had experience with that. Over.
I appreciate that you bringing that information, especially about the Calvary Baptist Church up in Brevard. Let me see if anybody may need any fills on more information on that. Does anybody need any fills from Ed on the Calvary Baptist Church up in Brevard offering shower and laundry services? Over.
Might be something that people might pass on to their friends and acquaintances. The address is 133 Osborne Road. It's across from Arby's and Blue Ridge Community College, which are on 64 down on the way into town. 133 Osborne Road. Over.
Very good. I went ahead and wrote the address down in case somebody's looking for that information later. I know, again, it's that interesting catch-22. I know they put some information out over the TVs, but folks don't have power to see the TV or maybe over the radio and don't even have power to run some of the radios. So, like I say, I think some of the ham community hopefully has a little bit of preparedness. I mean, again, this one kind of caught me even a little off guard. I had my HT batteries charged just because I'm normally carrying that in the truck as a backup or something. So I had a bunch of those batteries, but my big batteries I usually use for like my soda activations for my HF rig. I didn't have those charged and didn't think about it until afterwards. So again, we were lucky here. We only had again 3 or 4 days for ourselves out of power, and we were actually out of town at the time. So. You know, we were lucky as far as that went, but I understand folks are still without power and infrastructure services, internet, cell, telephone stuff as well. But definitely got the address written down, so if anybody needs that later, I can fill them in.
Date is October 7, but I saw them a day or so ago. As far as I know, they're still operational, but it would be something to take advantage of. And I found out that having satellite Wi-Fi definitely helps both ways. And, of course, I had the repeater here because I did have the generator. But I could use a cell phone service because I had Wi-Fi. Over.
Here, like I say, I know, at least for us, I think a lot of people will have hopefully kind of reevaluate some of their what's the word, disaster preparedness, or are there procedures for what they were doing? Because, again, I really, this time kind of caught because we've had so many storms, at least in this area, where we haven't lost power or haven't lost infrastructure and just, you know, haven't had this kind of a storm in so long that, you know, you kind of get that, I always call it the boy who cried wolf syndrome from, you know, the news saying, oh, this is the storm of the century, and you look outside and the sun's shining. And I think that might have caught a couple people off guard. I know it did me. I mean, we were really, again, lucky that we weren't more impacted in this area. And feel for those folks that were. Again, every time I watch the news and see what's going on north of us, you know, just roughly 45 minutes to an hour north of us, you know, could have been much worse here.
Comments. In terms of finances, I was in the right-hand lane and traffic wasn't moving and finally moved out into the left-hand lane and went around it. And for three or four blocks stacked up to the credit union, people were trying to get cash. They depend so much on credit cards, they don't have any cash. No cash, no food, no gas, nothing else. It's one reason not to go with this cashless society that people are talking about so much. A lot of people want to go with a Fed coin, which basically will be some kind of credit card and no paper money. The thing I have objection to that is somebody can track everything that you do. And people should remember the trucker strike up in Canada, where if you made a contribution, all of a sudden your bank accounts were frozen. Over.
You make a good point there. Again, here we did have issues again where, you know, just like you said, the businesses couldn't use the internet to process credit card transactions. So there were a bunch of businesses here who had, you know, basically with COVID and all, had moved over to credit card only or mostly credit card transactions. And, you know, cash was definitely king during this event for gas and for food. And, again, we were down south of Columbia. And even down there, you know, they had internet. And there were restaurants that were doing cash only. And like you said, you couldn't get cash out of the internet was down. So definitely, you know, I hope this was kind of I don't want to say wake-up call, because I think a lot of us think about disaster preparedness as just moving from thinking to putting it into action. I know I failed miserably on this one, and like I say, luckily we didn't have it worse than we did here.
So the financial stuff I've read, I will hesitate to call it prepper, but I guess that's a good term, recommend about 6 months' worth of cash, hopefully in a safe in your house, rather than the bank, because if the banks close down, as happens, you may not even be able to get cash from the bank. So something to think about there. And part of your preparation for things like this. And they always happen when you least expect it. Over.
Car in the Rag-2 portion of the Blue Ridge Team Internet with N4 Echo Delta Whiskey and N4 EDW. And, Ed, yeah, you're right. And again, that's part of the thing. You know, I've talked with my family a little bit more, you know, you can't really do anything about what has happened, but only kind of prepare a little bit more for the next time. Again, luckily we had food, water, that kind of stuff. Not stockpiled, so to speak, but enough for, you know, at least 2 weeks or so that we could have, you know, done cans. And we have our camping equipment, which was nice. So we did some preparation. Just I would have felt a little bit better had I done a little bit more, and, you know, we're definitely revamping our plan here for the future.
Well, I recommend 3 days. My sister was in California 20 years ago when the big earthquake hit, and they had had food and all that stuff. But a caution from her experience, at the time they had a television up on a chest of drawers at the end of the bed. The earthquake threw the TV onto the bed, and fortunately they were not in the bed. But had they been in the bed, they would have been injured by that. There are things that you can use, like a glue underneath things, vases and stuff like that, to keep them from falling in the event of an earthquake. I have big trucks go by here, and the vibrations cause things to move sometimes. But things like that you don't think about. There are plans, emergency plans. I think FEMA has them out on the web, and those are good to look at for preparation. One of the things also to prepare are documents. It's good to have copies of all your documents, marriage certificates and all that kind of stuff, birth certificates. Put them on a chip and send them to a couple of relatives in another state. So if something happens, you have documents available that may be destroyed, as some people found when their houses disappeared. Over.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net and the RAG 2 portion with Ed. That's November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. Yeah, Ed, that's another good thing. Like I say, you know, again, bad thing is we've become so reliant on the internet, or at least I have. You know, I know stuff is backed up, but again, I couldn't get to it because we didn't have internet. So, you know, like you said, with everything being digital, a couple of thumb drives somewhere with family relatives that you trust, you take one from them, they take one from you, that kind of stuff for off-site storage and the availability to be able to recover that data for sure. I mean, again, I was talking to somebody not too long ago about just photographs from the family and all. You know, I've got a couple memory cards and a couple of DVDs, and they're stored in two or three locations. I think best practices is at least three copies. You know, one is none, two is one, and three is usually good. The bad part is, you know, again, I just worry that, you know, 6 months to a year down the road, people's memories get kind of short as the next news cycle hits or the next big thing comes along, and people get complacent. I think all of us do. I know I do. I'm speaking from personal experience. You know, I'm like I say, I'll watch the Weather Channel and they talk about it being the worst storm ever, and it just blows by. And, you know, the sun never stops shining here. And even before this event, you know, we were talking to some neighbors, and, you know, we haven't really lost power more than probably 15 or 20 minutes in probably 25, 30 years that we've lived here. So, again, it was one of those things where hindsight's definitely 20/20. Definitely should prepare and be prepared at all times. That's the best thing to do, but it's definitely hard to put into practice.
Read something that applies directly here. I suggested that if you call EMS, the first thing they want to see is a list of your medical history and medications. History being, are you a heart patient, are you a diabetic, or whatever. And they say put that in a prominent place and marked on a refrigerator or a cabinet where if anybody comes in, anybody who happens to be there can point to it and say, there's the information you need. My wife's diabetic, and I went into the room one night, and she was almost in a coma. She apparently had over-medicated. I called EMS, and that's the first thing they wanted was to know her medication so they would know what they could give her. They brought her out of it, but that was rather scary. Turned out a peanut butter sandwich was one of the first things they recommended to her.
Another good tip, because, again, there's lots of folks that may or may not know what's going on even with their neighbors, so to speak, and may go in to try and help and not realize something that's going on. You know, anything informational like that for sure is great. And I know it's hard these days with everybody trying to, you know, hold on to not being a victim of identity theft and all that kind of stuff to kind of keep enough information available where it's readily available, but not too much that's out and about, if that makes sense. So, but yeah, definitely a disaster plan with like the documents of that nature. Like you said, important documents that may be lost, like your, you know, like you said, marriage certificate, any of those important family documents, stuff like that. And, you know, they make waterproof cases now for all that kind of stuff, or safe or off-site storage. But, you know, it's just, again, trying to develop a plan and implement it is definitely the most important piece.
Big thing. It's the things are available, but you got to do them. And if anybody is interested, my address is in QRZ. One of the church members, when her father died, had to go through the process of being an executor and pull together all kinds of papers which she was not aware of and he had not really kept in one place. And she developed not really a program, but a list of documents and so on to put all that information together so that an executor will know exactly who to call, what to do, what arrangements should be made, where the credit cards are, what the banking accounts, insurance, all that kind of stuff. Over.
Yeah, all this stuff is really good information. Like I say, you can kind of go down a rabbit hole, so to speak. You kind of have to figure out what's going to work for you and your family and individuals. But, you know, definitely learn from experiences. And, again, used to kind of wonder a lot when I was in the service, you know, why we drilled all the time. You know, it was always you got to test the plan once in a while. You know, we were talking this morning. You're not looking for perfection. You're just looking for some sort of action. So, you know, and then if you practice or drill, so to speak, and then debrief after that, think about things that could have been done better or done differently or improved or efficient. Like I say, you know, it's the old boxer thing. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. So, you know, you kind of have to have the plan, but also have it flexible enough that you're going to be able to change it if something does happen, or, you know, at least I'm probably not saying that correctly, but at least dynamic enough that you can make changes and still get most of what you were trying to get accomplished.
Sounds too much, but what service were you in? Over.
6 years in the Navy on submarines, punching holes in the ocean.
Was in the boomers for a while, and he eventually retired from the Navy. He's down in Dallas now. Over.
Sure, he would say I didn't have a real job, and I would say he didn't have a real job because, you know, we like to poke fun at each other. The boomer got going out, and fast attack, you know, that's what I was on. We would just go in and out at the pleasure of the Navy, we used to call it. Whenever they would send us out, we would go and stay as long as they wanted us to. But, you know, I think from both sides, the grass was always greener.
Months and then back for 3 months. I think for 3 months they went underwater and never came up. Eventually transferred to carriers, and I was able to take a Tiger cruise on both the Enterprise and the Roosevelt. A very interesting couple of days. Over.
One of the things that I originally wanted to do was aircraft carrier. I wanted to do something with aviation, aviation bosun's mate or electronics or something, and my recruiter talked me into submarine. And at the time, I thought it was going to be a little different than it was, but, you know, I can't really complain. I met my wife, had my family, all that kind of stuff through the decisions I made. So, you know, none the worse for wear. I'm not sure I would do it now, but the further I get away from it, the more nostalgic I am for it.
There are a lot of people. I've got a friend, and he was in the Army for, I don't know, at least 2 years, maybe four, I think two. And he was down at Fort McClellan working with the chemical people with nerve gas and all that stuff. They had goats that they used as guinea pigs. They had to be real careful with this stuff. Over.
Lucky, most of our subs were so old, you know, they were older than I was, and they were considered noisy, so we only had certain places we could go. And, of course, all the subs I was on have been decommissioned now, but, you know, they're museums somewhere or have been cut up and moved to different places. But, you know, I look at, like, Discovery Channel now when they show I think it's the Virginia-class submarines. Those things are a technological marvel compared to what we had.
Really is something. If I guess you study the history of them a little bit, go back to the original Turtle, which was, I think, around the Revolutionary War. And then, of course, the one during the Civil War. Over.
They've done a little bit of history on them. I haven't actually seen the Hunley, which is the one down in Charleston. You know, I know they recovered that. Gosh, I think it's been like 20 years now, and set it up in the museum down there in Charleston. Keep saying I'm going to go one day, but still, it seems like aviation museums pull my attention more than ship and submarine museum.
Aviation museum on, I think it's on 95 down toward, not to Charleston, but around that area. I think it's on 95. I think it's 8th.
8th Aviation or something rather like that. Are you familiar with that? Over.
And that's one of those I'm going to stop one day things when we go by, but I think it's the now I can't remember what it's, but it's the aviation of the 8th Air Force. I can't remember what they call it, but I think it's actually from when the Air Force was still part of the Army.
I don't know that I'll get the title completely correct, but it's about 500 pilots who were shot down over Yugoslavia and what they had to go through and how they finally got them out. I don't have the copy handy, but it's extremely interesting reading because not only do you get the stories of the pilots and how they escaped, but you also get the politics of Tito and what was going on politically in those countries. Over.